We've all done things we'd rather forget. There's childhood photos that exist that we wish didn't, home videos that make us cringe, love letters we wish we'd never written, opinions that were quickly abandoned with age and experience. Unfortunately for Jonathan Crohn, there's no escaping his past because it gets rerun virally as video. Jonathan first came into the public eye in 2009. He gave an impassioned and really eloquent speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference.
Conservatism is not about the party. Because the party's merely the shell. It's the inside, it's the filling that really means something.
That at the age of 13, Crohn was suddenly the Republican Party's Wunderkind. He published two books on conservatism. He was blurbed by GOP stars like Newt Gingrich and Rush Limbaugh. And here's Bill Bennett, former policy advisor to President George W. Bush, talking about Crohn at the 2010 CPAC.
He is a walking refutation of what the mainstream media says we are, by the way. Pessimistic, old, relics of the past. You want morning in America? That's morning in America right there.
But at the age of 17, Crohn has changed his mind, and Jonathan Crohn joins us from his home outside of Atlanta. It's so nice to speak with you.
Hello, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Let's talk about the extent to which you've changed your mind. On what issues have you changed your mind?
Well, I've been saying for a while. I mean, it's not like it just happened overnight. This has been going. I've been attempting to tell people on Facebook and Twitter about this for about 3 years now, and nobody wanted to listen to it. So, once the Politico article came out, everybody decided to think that this happened overnight, and that somehow I had just told Politico, and I had just done this a few weeks ago, They think it was because of Bill Maher. I don't know what they think it was. But no, this has been going on for a while. So, I mean, I've changed my opinions on a lot of issues. And
Like what? Gay marriage?
Gay marriage, abortion. I've changed my opinion on Obamacare. I've changed my opinion on most issues. I mean, it'd be very difficult to give a whole laundry list of everything, but I've changed my opinion on most of the issues that I have worked with in the past, and it's mainly just because I had never really actually taken the time to think about them before as an individual.
You were parroting what you'd heard from the people in your community and your parents, who are quite conservative, right?
My parents aren't very conservative. They are not very politically active. And I mean, people keep thinking that my parents had a huge influence on all this. And it's really kind of rude to them, because they have no political interests really at all. And they had never gotten into politics really until I did. And I never had any training or any coaching or any political stuff given to me from my parents.
That's Jonathan Crohn, and here with us, Ron Christie, takeaway contributor and Republican political strategist. So, Ron, it seems to me that Jonathan is a little bit of a victim of partisanship, this need by political parties to throw somebody into a category and punish them if they don't hold to the party line.
I don't disagree with that. And frankly, it would be one thing if you were talking about somebody like me, who at 42, maybe my political evolution has already taken place. But when you're talking about somebody who's 13, who's thrust onto the national spotlight and held up as sort of here's the future, you have to say to yourself, does a 13-year-old really know what their position is on abortion? Do they really know what their position is on taxes, national defense? And I think this young man has had an evolution, and he's thought about the issues perhaps a little bit more than he did. And he said, hey, maybe I'm a Democrat. I don't fault him for that.
I think he says he's an independent. And to a certain extent, he embodies for me sort of what's wrong with the political discourse in this country. Yeah, I mean, we had one comment from a listener who says, you found him, the 13-year-old who changed his mind.
mean, <it's, laughs> exactly.
It's not really surprising, right?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I think your comment about being an independent is exactly right. I think the more that we have seen in this partisan environment that we're in, people are no longer saying I'm an arch Democrat or I'm an arch Republican, but that I'm an independent, and that you can have certain views. Maybe these are conservative views over here on a particular issue. Maybe you have certain views over here that might be considered more liberal. But I think people are breaking away from the party label and saying I'm an independent thinker.
Well, let me go back to Jonathan Crohn, who, of course, gave a speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference at 13. He's changed his mind on a lot of issues at 17. So what do you think about this, Jonathan? I just called you sort of the poster child for the problem with partisanship in this country.
Well, that I'm very flattered. I don't like being the poster child for anything, but that's probably the best thing I've been called a poster child for over the years. No, I really do think that there's a huge problem with partisanship. Partisanship in America, I mean, each side of the political battle in America has become so divisive. I'd say probably the conservative side has become a bit more divisive than any other particular side, but every side's divisive. And everybody's so tightly wound about their little side of the argument that it just becomes nasty. Like I know that some people have seen this. Like, and I've talked about this in some of the other interviews I've done. There have been a lot of people on the right, some of them who I knew, who have attacked me viciously. Like, for instance, Fox has their show The Five that did an entire segment in which they went around giving theories. They had the former press secretary for George Bush, Dana Perino, go on there and start making fun of me and think that it's hilarious. They had another guy who's supposed to be a comedian. He's never been that funny. Greg Gutfield, who went on there and said he would have left me in the woods as a child because it worked out well for him. And they, it was just like, what is funny about this? And then the Daily Caller wrote three articles using a lot of language I'm not going to repeat on the air. And they wrote three articles about this. And then they went on Twitter and decided to try to defend it to my face, telling me that they used only anonymous sources who they claim randomly met them at CPAC and other conferences and did not have very nice things to say about me. And then they went on Twitter and called me a hipster and – I don't know. It's just, it's a very divisive climate we have today.
Well, I have nothing but respect for you, Jonathan. Having been a 13-year-old a very long time ago myself, I understand what it's like to evolve. And the first president I voted for was George H.W. Bush. If you were to vote, you're 17, but if you were going to vote in November, who would you vote for?
Well, and I've mentioned this before, I'd probably vote for President Obama, mainly because, I don't feel that Mitt Romney's right for this country. And look, I don't think that I know everything. And I'm tired of these people who say that that's what I'm saying. I don't know everything. That's the point. And I don't think anybody can know everything at any one point in your life. Just got to, do the best you can and muddle through life and try to show what you believe and go with that.
Jonathan Crone, former Republican Party, now has changed his mind quite famously, of course. Thank you so much. And thanks to Ron Christie, Republican political strategist.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.